The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Yeah, I can't wait for the college football playoff. I do not like 12 teams.
You were good with four, or you want it somewhere in the middle?
Well, I was good with four. I was out there on that because I know we're gonna get the Falcons, but because to me, we didn't get good semifinal games. Average margin of victory being almost 16 points.
Those weren't the first round.
However, I could have gone to 8. 12's too many. And see, that's the thing. People are complaining about the teams that were in. No, it's not the teams that were in or that were not in. It's the system. I think 8 would have been good. But that said, I'm one of the 15 million, whatever it is, viewers that they have every time one of these games is on, because I love college football. And now my interest is getting more and more as the games, they get less and less games, because I think the matchups are getting, you're getting better. But I'm all here for it. I think you go to 8 teams, and what I would tell the committee, if they said, Squid, how do we make this thing better? And I said, well, go back down to 8 teams.
Not going to happen, though.
I know. Once the genie's out of the bottle. But whatever
you don't ever go backwards.
Whatever you do, you don't go to 16.
I agree.
But I would say get rid of automatic or get rid of buys for conference champions unless they're the best four teams in it. Because I think what you do is that – that way you – because, like, look, Arizona State – or let's just do with Boise, because I think Arizona State represented themselves really well.
They really did.
But Boise SMU would have been a much better matchup than Penn State SMU. And that's what we want to see. And I don't care about being fair because you're a conference champion. You're there.
I agree with you. I just wish there was – and I don't know the answer to this. I wish there was a way to navigate it around it, to where the teams that played in the conference championship didn't have a first-round game. That's the only thing that irritates me, because
essentially, they still get a week off.
I know, but you're still keeping a lot of games. There's teams that didn't, to your point, play in the conference championship that, are kind of feeling like you're getting a leg up. So it's frustrating to watch.
I always
like the buys from the aspect of I wanted it to still mean something when you were ranked 1 and 2 at the end of the year.
Well, maybe just cut down on buys for other than the top two teams.
That's another way of doing it. I don't know how the numbers would have to match up, but it's definitely another way of doing it.
And then the other thing I would say is I don't regionalize these games in the quarterfinals. Georgia, there's no reason why Georgia shouldn't have been playing in the Peach Bowl. You'd have had a better crowd. You'd have had a better atmosphere. And that's fine. There's no reason why, I think Boise ended up working out in Arizona because of their West Coast thing. But
you can say that, but that fan base travels well. And I'm not disparaging anyone else's fan base. I'm just saying to what you're talking about, Boise travels well.
I agree with what you're saying, but let me flip it on its head. I wish that there was a way, television-wise, to play the bowl games in the first round and then have the next round be the home games. But one of the teams that got the bye, I wish had a chance to have a home game.
Yeah, I understand. But that's the thing. Put Texas in this year, and look, every year it's going to kind of change which teams are in the quarters and the semis. But Texas should have been playing in the Sugar Bowl. It's an easier trip for the people in Texas, and that's not much easier. You still got to most likely fly,
right?
But I've driven from Dallas through, you know, to Atlanta and Atlanta to Dallas, and I know that it's quicker to go to New Orleans, and you can make that drive.
What are you talking about, 12 hours?
Well, I left 12 and a half. I was living in Pawnee County. I made it in 11.
Okay, there you go.
To Texas?
Yeah,
Dallas. Yeah, I've driven from Dallas here to Houston. That's 15.
And Houston's a little bit south, so you got to go
a little bit further.
Go through Mobile for that, right, or no?
I don't remember, probably.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I think regionalize it, because when you regionalize it, you have there's more likely to get the fans going, okay, and to all of the games, because it's that cuts down on cost.
And I want to put this kind of qualifier in there too. This is not there was no chance that this was all going to be unrolled and be perfect off the jump. The people that are like, oh, well, they messed this up. Like, you have no way of knowing going into this, you know, how it's all going to pan out. What you don't know that this team's going to fall off, or this team's going to lose, or that those three SEC teams are going to line up the way they do, or that Clemson's going to get rocked by Georgia in week one and win the ACC. Like, there's just
that part you don't. What you do know, though, is where you're at with fan bases, and asking fan bases to maybe go to four games on the road is ridiculous. That's why
they got lucky. They have the fan bases they do right now.
Yeah. So that's my point. Is there was the knowns that you could have thought out better, and then there are the unknowns that you're talking about that you have no way of thinking. You know, no one could have told you that Tennessee Ohio State was going to be just a boat race like it was. I mean, you wouldn't have known that. No way would you have thought that Oregon would have won the Big Ten, gone undefeated, beaten Ohio State, and probably one of the top five best games of college football of the season, and just get absolutely demolished. You never would have known that.
Routed.
But anyways, I digress.